The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We are going to see Max Vosh today for a very different episode of Unboxed.
No one cares about you.
The reason why we are seeing Max is because so much has happened to him since we did our last episode together.
We are silly billies.
We are silly billies.
How did you get this message?
He has just catapulted in prominence.
What's next for the business of Max Vosh?
His YouTube is killing it right now. He's hitting about 1 million views every single video. He is flying. Do you come out here often?
Not really.
He obviously had his Uno reverse moment.
His trousers. Yellow card. The Uno reverse.
Which blew away the world after the charity match, and he went viral in every country you can imagine. So there's a lot to talk about. Let's get into it with Max. Well, let's get started. Where are you now in terms of subscribers? Like, how big is this?
I'm on 2.7 million subscribers and around 600 million views.
What does that feel like?
I'm not any happier than when I had 10,000 subscribers.
And if you could pick a prop in your flat to use in a video that you haven't used yet, what would it be and why?
I don't know. I think everything in my flat has been used in a video in some description. For example, this hat over here, it was used in the sillyism video for my new driver's license.
Max, what is your advice to your younger self?
Keep doing silly things.
And what's your advice to a creator starting today?
Enjoy it. It's a long, long road, so you've got to make sure you love what you make before you think about anything else.
How long did it take you to get your first 400,000 subscribers?
4 years.
And how quickly did you get your last 400,000 subscribers?
1 month.
Do you think it's worth it?
I think so. I mean, it's the sought-after job for young people today for a reason, so I feel very, very lucky to be in this position.
What is the best video idea that you've had that hasn't happened?
I water skied behind a cruise ship.
Why has it not happened?
Cruise ship companies aren't that keen to do something like that.
Who is your biggest inspiration?
Bo Burnham.
What film has inspired you the most?
The Silence of the Lambs.
Who is your comedy hero?
Jack D.
Who are your top three YouTubers?
So I'm a big fan of Ed Chapman, Preston Goes over in the States, and Bo Miles.
What was the Palladium like to headline?
It was one of the most exhilarating experiences of my life.
What is the hardest truth you've ever heard?
No one cares about you.
Do you come out here often?
Not really.
And what is the most inspiring book you've read?
If This Is a Man by Primo Levi, which is a book rather darkly about humanity, about a man who was living in a concentration camp.
What's the worst idea you've ever had?
Oh, I absolutely know. Making someone's actual dream come true. We found a viewer who dreamt that he had gravy poured on him by a digger. Absolutely flopped.
What makes a flop?
I think just people aren't interested in the concept. There's no reason for them to click.
Does your job stress you out?
It used to, before I actually spoke to you on a podcast a year ago.
How important is family to you?
Extremely important.
When was the last time you cried?
I cried at my sister's wedding 4 days ago.
When did you realise that this was your calling?
I don't think it is my calling.
Should we get on with the interview?
Let's do it.
What's been your favourite video you've shot in this kitchen?
In this kitchen, I think, was probably the video where I found a model from a stock photo. So that photo, yeah. So that photo was in a frame in my flat for ages.
Jane the model.
Yeah. And I just kind of thought, how do I kind of find her? And it was during COVID. I did the whole thing from this kitchen.
How important do you think it is for like modern entrepreneurs, creative entrepreneurs, to be resilient and have that mental strength? Because what you do is very lonely and tiring, right?
It is very important. I think the most important thing though is self-belief. It's this almost this verging on arrogance that you know what you can do and what you can achieve. And actually someone who you work with, JJ, has always been a big advocate of just being like, right, I'm gonna back myself to the very end. And I think it's almost it's needed in the world in which you're trying to build something from the ground that nobody else is involved with. So an innate cockiness is probably quite important. I remember when I hit 1 million subscribers on YouTube, and I felt very proud, because this is when shorts were starting to be utilized a lot. And I remember I was really hesitant to use shorts before I hit 1 million, because, and I quote, wanted to hit 1 million in the proper way, which is not a way that anybody should think. But I kind of always was really interested in hitting 1 million just through long form videos. And I did it. And it was a very cathartic moment for about half an hour. And then it was like, right, what's next?
Why is hitting 1 million subscribers such a big thing?
I don't know. I think it's because it's a pretty number. There's just the most amount of zeros that you realistically can have.
Unless you're Jimmy or Arcade,
you can add another zero on the end. Or maybe two more if you're Jimmy. But I think that 1 million is just it's a huge amount of people. And something that almost, it becomes so large you can't quantify, like, if you're sitting in Wembley Stadium and there's 90,000 people, you could fill it 11 times. How did you get this message?
Don't ask me.
That is very impressive. This was a message that I wrote to Zach Alsop when I passed him on the street, relatively close to here, and I asked whether he needed help with being a cameraman. And actually, to talk about like this confidence, the self-confidence, I put in a little bit of it because I wanted to make sure that he knew that I had kind of a bit of a track record of making videos. At that point, I was just making videos on Facebook, and I had been shared by one large Facebook page that had got like 7 million views. So not my views, but I then added that into my stats. So I said, I've reached 12,500 likes and 8 million total views. I mean, 7.5 of those were not my views. And I said, if you ever need help, someone to help out filming or editing, please let me know. I'm desperate to keep making videos. And the next day, 12 hours later, he messaged me saying, can you be at the O2 in 45 minutes? We're filming with Travis Pastrana. And I was like, absolutely. So I got out of bed, grabbed my camera, turned up, and Zach realized
to the complete other side of London.
Yeah, complete other side of London. Zach realized quite quickly I didn't really know what I was doing with the camera other than putting it in auto and just pressing record. But then we just kind of built a relationship from there, and kind of, what was that, 6 months later, we did the Fashion Week video that kind of really elevated and accelerated everything.
How easy is it to go viral these days?
If you're looking at the YouTube meta of kind of hook, earning the click, retention, let's get them in there. I think that is becoming increasingly more difficult. Whereas now we're seeing creators from that conversation that you had with Jamie. I remember I saw him talking about a creator who's got no editing and she's doing millions and millions of views just by authenticity. So I don't think it's as binary as to say, yes, it's super easy or it's super hard. But what I do love is that YouTube is increasingly putting creators on their homepage and on their recommended with very small numbers of views. So if you go on the desktop version of YouTube and you just scroll down your like front page of recommended, you'll see half a dozen videos on there that have 12 views, 100 views, 50 views. And I think it is an active push by YouTube to start getting more creators who are genuinely starting out. You've not even got a few thousand subscribers. You are zero. So it is easier, I think, now than ever to have a video blow up.
What's next for the business of MaxWash?
I don't know. It's probably sustainability for me as a person. We are planning on doing another tour next year, this time looking internationally. I haven't got through to the ideas of like who producing or where we'd go, but I'd love to. It's a bit of a pipe dream at the moment, but I'd love to do the US, I'd love to do Australia, I'd love to do Northern Europe. And most importantly, I'll use this clip when I'm probably selling tickets.
There we go.
I would love one day to do the Hammersmith Apollo.
Max, thank you very much for coming on again.
Thanks, Jordan.
Right, so that was Max Hosh. That was an amazing episode of this very new and improved, I think, Unbox. The reason why I say it's improved is because I think we actually got to know Max in that episode. Going into his world, into his space, rather than bringing the people to us, just creates a whole different dynamic, and I'm so glad we tried it out. I think Max is an incredible content creator and entrepreneur in the truest sense. He is doing his thing authentically, he is a creative, he is a real artist, I think, in the way that he uses comedy and narrative, storytelling, all these things to
build his brand. He's done it effortlessly, even though it has taken a lot of effort, and that's the lesson. Patience is key. He is not an overnight success. There is no such thing as an overnight success, and he shows that perfectly, and I think we've got a little bit of that today. So thank you so much to Max. Hope you guys like this new format. It's very different. We want to make it a lot more real now going forward, and I think it did it today. So again, thank you so much for watching, for listening. Make sure to like, comment, subscribe, and get this wherever you get your podcast, and we'll see you next week.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed's sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V26 Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Visit Lowe's and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 7/9 while supplies last. Selection varies by location. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a workload is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.